Your life's that awesome. You are into White Mountain, and the three of you, Jake Berkowitz, you and Nick Petit, all kind of came in together. Do you sense a race to know between the three of you?
Yeah, it was a race coming over here. I feel like I had a slower team than those two guys, so I had to push a little bit to get there fast. But it's definitely going to be a fight for the finish line, especially now when there's 10 teams here. All of us want to come top 10, so it's going to be a race.
Yeah. And how were the dogs coming in here? You said you did have to push them. How are you feeling about their performance coming in this morning?
Yeah, it just blew my mind this morning. I know they've been out tired. They were tired yesterday, but today they were just hauling ass and they were barking up the hills and they were excited to go. So
why do you think that is? Why do they love this so much?
I don't know. Maybe they could feel it was close to finishing now, but no, they love to run, and it seems like the more hills I give my team, the better they do. They just love going up them. Mm-hmm. So
now you're definitely keeping with the Norwegian tradition, very competitive teams that come over here to Alaska from Norway. You are a rookie, and right now you are in the top 10. Talk about that tradition, that strong Norwegian tradition of just having really strong teams. Why is it you guys are so tough?
I don't know what's up with that, but especially for people coming over from Norway, they have to have a good team and feel like they can come over and compete, because it costs a lot of money, a lot of work goes into it. So you don't see a lot of the recreational mushers coming over just to do it. The ones that are coming are doing it to win. So,
and what lured you to the Iditarod? What had you coming here and spending all that money and investing so much to get to Alaska?
I'm part of the Racing Beringia team, so we were going to do all the longest races on the Beringia region, so that's part of it.
And this is your first 1,000 mile race, your first real long distance race, and your dogs are now in White Mountain. There's one final run to Nome. I gotta imagine that you're pretty excited about.
I'm very excited, yeah. You know, I had so much fun in this race, and it hasn't been really hard. You know, you have some legs where you have a really hard time staying awake and maybe a bad run, but most of all, it's been really fun. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure to talk with you all along the trail, and good luck to you on your run to Nome.
Thank you.
You're Leif Sith Olsen in White Mountain, and reporting in White Mountain, I'm Lorelei Kinney.